The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
In Port of Spain. Well, my sister was suffering from sick brain. She went for operation in Port of Spain. Well, the doctor take the brain, pray out my sister's head, but they get the spadine, the cattle instead. And the brain that she had put into the kitty, and she turned the cat, and the cat turned she. Well, at night, trouble start. She up and down the house, grabs her in the bedroom looking for mouse. And the cat with his brain, he cozy on the bed, bossing kiss on top of her husband's head.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 2nd of September, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector. Hey, welcome back.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Look here, I am great now that I finally see you. I failed my
the island last week.
When I went to the police and they say, Miss Green, did you wake up with him this morning? I was stunned, you know, I shame. I said, no, I didn't wake up with him this morning. I said, did you go to sleep with him last night? I said, no, I didn't go to sleep with him. And the officer looked me straight in my eye and said, Miss Green, you sure that's your man? Look here. And I had the realization, Miss, you don't even have a man to be handling. I apologize. I lost track of you last week, man.
No, man. I was away on business.
That's okay. That's okay. My aim in life is to get old and miserable.
Hey,
and sit on a porch with somebody. Don't matter. Once they're old and miserable too, that's the most important part.
Very important.
And yell at the little children to come and get the remote and change the radio. That's my aim in life. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm dreaming for. Some people have 401k. I got a 401 porch waiting for me.
Yeah, just to sit there.
Just to sit there and be miserable. Right? And so I got to say to these people on the road, y'all really messing with my plan, you know. Y'all, I have a long life of misery that I am destined to live. If y'all be out here threatening me on this road, trying to hit me with y'all car, it ain't gonna work. Y'all gonna mess up my retirement plan. And so to the man who ran his car past the stop sign on the Carmichael Road with nowhere to go, that's what's funny. Because he looked at me and said, that's very funny that I stopped my car before I hit him. I wanted to tell him, not knowing that you had nowhere to go is funny. Not realizing that your cell phone was still in your hand, that's not funny.
$500. $500.
That's not funny. That you had three school-age children you was taking to school in the car with you, that's not funny either. None of it's funny, sir. None of it's funny. Let me tell you why, because further up the road on my way from Milo Butler to the stadium, I actually drove through an accident scene. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Where people's car get mashed up, and they can't go to work no more today. And they can't do what they have to do for the rest of the week.
And the sad thing is, boy, these accidents, people look at them and be like, boy, you know, you'd assume everybody dies, right?
But yeah.
Many, many, many times, people are mangled and injured for life, you know.
Right.
And that's the part people don't realize. Like when you get into these accidents, you could be blind in one eye.
Diminish your quality of life forever. Let me, I tell you all, I want to be miserable. I didn't say I want to be suffering and in pain on that porch as an old woman. I just say I want to be miserable. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different animal, buddy.
That's top shelf.
Yeah.
That's top shelf old people life.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Yeah, I laughing at you. You funny, you the joke. Don't mind me, old woman, joyless. I laughing at you, and I wait my whole life.
To get to that point.
Mm-hmm. Don't mess it up for me now.
Please, man.
Y'all drive better. Be more responsible. These children you raising, did you think you were setting the standard for? You think you modeling authority and they must know that they must follow you? That's not the road you want them to follow you down. That's all. That is all. I got a text here that say, Miss Green, good show as usual. Remember when you old and miserable on the porch, you also have to cuss on the porch.
Yes.
That's against the law.
No, it's not. When you're older, the police let you get away with that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you could cuss on the porch.
And I can have colorful cuss.
Make sure you have like a juju tree or like a canap tree or like a dilly tree or something. Something that the kids gotta like wanna
get into.
Get into the yard to get.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That way you can cuss them.
It gotta be close enough to the wall for them to see it, but far enough for them to
have to jump the wall so you can see them.
And possibly get catch. Mm-hmm. Yes. I see this in young people. That's a trick. That's what old people is do for company.
Yeah. Yeah, they're glad to see you. But they gotta rile you anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a 3-10 gang.
Yes.
And we all pray that we get to experience that one day. Let's make the road safer for everybody. This is important. Okay, yes. Mr. Sawyer, so you're back, and we got plenty of news to talk about. So I'm going to do a little local sports. We're going to run through this quickly, and then the second half of the show.
Let's go.
Okay, so listen, the vice presidents over the presidents, the NPSA, that's the New Providence Softball Association, had a successful All-Star game. It was on TV?
Well, the highlights.
Yeah.
The highlights.
Yeah, man, I heard they had a lot of fun. Anthony Moss came up clutch for the vice president's team in the men's division. He was also awarded the most valuable player award. He produced 3 home runs in that game, and I think he took them over the boundary. This ain't cricket, but I like mixing metaphors. And pushed them to the victory with those 3 home runs. The women's division was not as close, but the vice president's team won 15-7 in 5 innings. Larika Russell was the MVP for the women's game. And then we want to say, look here, Kendalia Turner, we're sorry that you got injured. Kendalia's one of the leading shortstops, I think, in the game. Anyway, she's a stellar player. This injury is a minor setback. She looks forward to getting back on the field as soon as possible. She's already been through surgery. She's on her way to recovery. But she injured herself while sliding into home plate, trying to avoid a tag in the bottom of the first inning of the women's game.
Yeah, those things happen.
Yeah.
Those things happen. Wish you a speedy recovery, Ms. Turner. Sound like you're quite a player.
Absolutely. And she's a great coach. She's coaching junior teams.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she is junior national softball team member in the past. Just stellar, and so we're sorry that you got injured, Ms. Turner, and we hope your recovery is as quick as possible. Now, in soccer news, in football or soccer?
In soccer.
Yeah, in soccer news. I don't want to confuse the audience. Yeah. I went to school in Britain, you see.
Yeah.
The Bahamas topped St. Martin, the under-17 boys national soccer team. They kicked off the 2022 CONCACAF under-17 championship qualifiers in Florida with a big 2-1 victory over Dutch territory, St. Martin, in the A group competition. They're going to take on Guyana on Thursday at 11 a.m. That's Thursday coming at 11 a.m. If I read that, I think I read that correctly. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bahamas' man of the match was Kai Perez. Congratulations.
Yeah, on the way up, on the way up.
Kai Perez.
Under 17, we got a future there as well.
Absolutely. Now, remember a couple of weeks ago, the Bahamas Bodybuilding and Fitness Federation team, they couldn't get all of their team to the Barbados event, and we were all saddened by that. But they took a 9-member team to Florida this past weekend. They competed in the International Federation of Bodybuilding and Fitness.
Yeah, man, one of my boys in that, man.
Yeah?
Kaif Young, yeah, man. Yeah, he got his pro card.
Okay, yeah, as I'm about to say. That's why I wanted to read the story. They had some great results and 2 earned pro cards, along with 2 gold medals, 1 silver medal, and 3 bronze. I'm glad you read off his name. Now I got to read off the rest of the names. Davin Johnson, Kaif Young, Kaif Young, Fania Joseph, Kara Sanders, Dorcas Cox, Giovanni Farrington, Jimo Smith, Auric Nesbitt, and Judah Forbes. I'm glad to see such a successful competition after the disappointment of the last event. Mm-hmm. Quick story, the UB cross country runner places ninth overall at St. Thomas meet. I want to read this story because...
Yeah, ninth overall is a big deal because, you know, it's 9 of 200 people.
And his goal was to be in the top 10.
Okay.
Goal, and he succeeded.
Goal realized.
Right. And what we're going to talk about later when we hit that NBA news, right, is that you're not you're not going to be the champion on your first run out, right? And so an athletic career takes a lot of strategic planning, understanding where you are in your career, in your training.
And then how to get to where you want to be.
Right. And so for somebody to say, look here, we're going out and this is what we're aiming for, and that's what you get, that's a success.
That's a big success.
Yeah, man. So I want to say congratulations to Levin Joseph. He finished ninth in a time of 18 minutes and 4.5 seconds at the St. Thomas University Cross Country Invitational over the weekend. The UB team finished fourth overall at the meet with 93 points, and the team competes September 17th at the Emory Riddle Cross Country Classic in Daytona Beach, Florida. And I keep telling them, if running on and running out was a part of the competition, I'd be a running star. I want to say, look here, to congratulations to Judoka Johnson at the Cadets World Juniors. He got stopped in his only match in Sarajevo, Bosnia. But he said he's even more committed to making it on the international level. I just say, buddy, you went all the way over there to Bosnia, but you spend most of your energy fighting the cold. So we're not disappointed.
Yeah, man. Proud of you.
Yeah, man. We want to say congratulations to the Abaco Tennis Association for fulfilling its motto of preparing our youths for success through tennis by hosting its first back-to-school jubilee. The two-day event was held in Dundas Town and Forest Heights.
Sounded like a good time.
It was a great success. There was some training, and then there was some competition, and there was fun all around.
Sounded like a good time.
Yeah, man, and something that they need in Abaco. This is a part of returning to normalcy,
you gotta
build up, right?
You got to build back.
Yeah, man, this is great. This is great. Just a couple more local news stories. Okay. Antoinette Strawn, she won the gold medal in the 200. At Lucerne, this is her penultimate race, so she's got one more track meet to try and qualify for the Diamond League prize.
Yeah, the Diamond League,
yeah. Yeah, she is tied for 15th right now. The final match is in Zurich, Switzerland, right? She got a gold medal. She won the 200 meters in Spitzen, Lucerne. I'm not going to try and pronounce it.
No, don't.
But this is why this story is exciting to me, because our friend Shawnee Miller-Weibo say she putting down the fourth after this final Diamond League cycle, and she going back to the two. So
now you'll be her and Strawn in the two.
Yeah, competing.
Strawn should get better.
Yeah.
If you got Shawnee running, Richard, you only got one choice but to get better.
Right, you only going to get better. Mm-hmm. All right, and so... don't think of it as losing to Shawnee, because still, Shawnee has to prove that she still got the two in her.
Exactly.
Right? You've just proven that you could do it, but I want to see that matchup. That's going to be...
That can be good.
...exciting in the future. Bahamas falls to Argentina. We know...
Yeah, 95-77.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We know. I don't know, maybe...
We got to win three of the next four in order to stay in our zone.
Yeah.
Otherwise, then we get... bomb down again.
And the problem is that...
Kai won't be there.
Because it's in November. Yeah. And NBA going to be started by then.
Yeah.
Right? This is a problem. Yeah. Well, this isn't a problem. It's disappointing.
It's disappointing, but, you know.
But
buckle down, Team Bahamas. We got to buckle down, get our shooting together.
And let me show you something. Do you remember the player? I didn't include his name in the story, but remember the player that was added to the roster because one of the players who played against Venezuela couldn't make it? Mm-hmm. That boy scored. I mean, that boy performed. And so the team was very impressed with his performance. And it's not as disappointing as it looks. I mean, we got a team.
Yeah.
They just need to step up.
They do. They do step up and shoot, man.
And you have the experience of playing with Bahamian NBA players.
Right. So.
And you have the experience of playing with other NBA players, because we know you get some experience there.
Take that training and that prep work. Yeah. Let's go to work, man.
And focus on it. Don't.
We have 2 months.
The same way that Buddy and Kai didn't throw it all away because DeAndre wasn't able to play with them, it's the same way y'all going to pull it together and don't stress out.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. The whole country is behind you.
Yes,
you have our support. Okay, Mr. Sawyer.
Yeah.
So this is a story I read last week,
mm-hmm.
and I got a question attached to it. We sent a team of boxers off to Guyana.
And they did very well.
They did extremely well.
They did very well.
2 gold and 3 silver.
They did very well.
And I think 3 of the 5 were novices.
Completely inexperienced. Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely inexperienced.
Now, I had a man in that race. His name was Andrew Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say congratulations to Andrew. I say congratulations to the whole team.
Yeah.
As we're reading this story, because you all deserve the big up. In mm-hmm. fact, the coach reminded us, not only are 3 members of the team's novices, but this is the only competition maybe so far for the year that every competitor has come back with a medal.
Unbelievable.
Right, that's so great. Young by them, this is a great showing. But here's why this story is interesting to me. In today's Tribune, there's a headline, Rogers disappointed and called to halt, quote, sparring wars, close quote. Now, I think he's talking about the celebrity boxing matches
okay.
that take place mm-hmm. on Arawaki. And
celebrity.
But the local people of note.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is, right? Local people
yeah.
of note. But that's another question to be asked, right? Do we have a celebrity culture here?
We have a culture of if you happen to be in the news for anything controversial,
yeah.
then you happen to be somebody that's
so this is more of an infamous,
yeah.
infamous fighting.
Yeah. Oh yeah, more or less, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, not celebrity fights, mm. infamous fights. Mm. Okay, so the Bahamas Boxing Chairman. Okay, well, let me read the story. Strikers Boxing Club founder and coach Ron Rogers said he was disappointed in the call by Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture Mario Boleg and Bahamas Boxing Commission Chairman Fred Sturrup to halt their sparring wars amateur boxing shows. Rogers, a certified licensed professional boxing coach and trainer, a cut man, and a certified and licensed amateur boxing coach, said after the last event took place in August 22nd at the Junkanoo Village, he was accused for putting on an illegal event that didn't have any safety measures in place. Now, Mr. Rogers is quoted here. All safety protocols were in place. We had police officers outside, internal security officers inside, and the ambulance was on standby outside the gate. We also had a doctor present at ringside, and I conducted the event inside the ring. The participants had on all the necessary safety gear, and they were wearing large sparring gloves. The professionals don't wear shirts and the protective gears that the participants were wearing, because we wanted to make sure that they were properly protected.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
The only thing I would argue is this, is if you're going to
Well, the ring apparently is just cardboard. I mean, not cardboard. Apparently, it's just plywood.
So it may not be... Right, it's not a standard ring with the padding.
Right.
Right, and so you could fall back, hit your head. Yeah, even with exactly. the padding, there's a risk of injury.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. I mean, that's an absolute. I would then... As opposed to shut it down right away, right? You got to sit with the, first of all, you got to sit with the insurance industry to make sure that if there are policies available that they're taken advantage of, right? For, you know, for your health. I would make everybody who wants to fight go to a training camp. You can't just come up to me on Monday and say you want to fight on Wednesday.
Yeah, man, you got to learn how to job.
Yeah.
Learn how to.
If you want to do this fight,
bag and,
you got to do yeah. 2 months. We got to have a physical assessment. You got to get a physical from your doctor.
Yeah, something has to be done.
Yeah, and then you got to, if you have insurance, you got to get a waiver. If insurance is available, then we got to sign on to this insurance package.
I don't think it's available in that nature.
Yeah, but right.
I don't think so.
And these are the things that have to be mm-hmm, explored.
Mm-hmm,
The one thing I will say about the fight that was referenced in the article August 22nd, is that although they had internal security, they still got a little bit of work to do with their internal protocol, right? Like that space walking the fighters to yeah. the ring.
Yeah, it'd have to be cordoned off a bit better.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. There was an incident that took place
yeah.
on the way to the ring at the before the fight started, mm-hmm. and that could have been avoided with better internal security protocols.
Mm-hmm. And could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it could have been. Absolutely, yeah. given yeah. the particular celebrities that were fighting yeah. in that fight, it yeah. could have been horrible.
People of local note, not celebrities, sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one way to put it. That's one way to put
that's
it.
That's the only way to put it.
I was arguing with Infamous, but people yeah. of local note.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I wanted to mention that story, and it's important that we get it right. I don't know where we're going with it, but we have to get it right. Mm-hmm. Because what our story, Boxers Bring Home Two Gold and Three Silver, show us is that
we've trained properly.
Right. We're producing successful boxers. Mm-hmm. Somehow we get talent, boxing talent in this country, whether it's natural or it's something that comes out of our community mm-hmm. play and interaction. Mm-hmm. We got a space that we could develop a mechanism to help propel young people and athletes out of the country into the wider world. But it's an industry. It's not just one space. And so if we're going to have a celebrity or sparring wars, then it has to be regulated. It has to set a standard. It should set the standard for any type of activity like this in the region.
It should.
Right? And since we are the home of sports tourism, why not partner with another reputable international agency that may be doing the same thing with success and bring that to the Bahamas and let that international activity help to support and grow your local activity with technical support and capacity building? That's why I wanted to read that story, you know? Because I don't think they're making fun of boxing. I don't think they're making sport, you know, with the sport.
No, it's just a lot easier to settle your differences in the ring as opposed to being, you know, keyboard gangsters.
Right.
You know, internet.
Right.
Internet
and
bullies.
And that's a positive thing as well, yeah. right? Sort of taking that that culture that's developing, right, yeah. in social media and saying to people, look here, first of all.
Yeah, put your money where your mouth is.
Right. We don't cyberbully.
No.
If you guys have a beef, let's set some rules.
Yeah, man, let's settle it.
And settle it.
And after that, shut up.
Yeah, that's the next thing.
And after that, shut up.
After this is done, let this be the...
We don't lose. Shut up.
It'd be the indicator.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that may be a way, because that's what we're doing with young men and a lot of inner city boxing programs. Are like, look here, you guys have some conflict and that's natural.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find a structured, regulated way to help you all...
Cope
and deal with that conflict mm-hmm. and resolve it. People call it in a gentleman's way. Now, some people are going to say, I ain't a boxing at all. There's nothing gentlemanly about it. But I tell you what, it's better than...
It's better than what we've seen lately.
It's better than Karok and Kabottle.
Yeah.
It's definitely better mm-hmm. than that. And it's not the ends. It's a means to the end.
Right.
Right? It's a journey. It's a mechanism to teach young people...
Conflict resolution.
And self... control and personal discipline and spatial awareness.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Oh, by the way, while you're looking at the text message, let me say good morning. Good morning, Valerie Paragard Dean. How are you? This is my father's best friend from like knee high to a grasshopper.
Okay.
And when my father met my mother, they all became friends. You know, they all used to go and hang out and, you know, now that Shirley Street goes the other way, you know. And my parents don't really go out like that anymore. You know, they more or less talk on the phone now.
Yeah. Well, good morning, ma'am. I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful morning. Okay, so we're going to just have some local news, take us to the international. We got some baseball players out here that are just succeeding.
Always.
In
always.
Everything that they do. Zion Banister received his second promotion of the 2022 season within the Texas Rangers organization. He was assigned to the Hickory Crawdads. But you put this boy on a crawfish team, of course he could succeed, man.
That's his team.
The Rangers hit A-level in the South Atlantic League club based in Hickory, North Carolina. MLB Pipeline previously ranked Banister as the fastest player within the Rangers farm system, with his fastest time being a 6.3-second 60-yard dash. This boy carrying on bad.
Yeah, man.
He's carrying on bad.
That's necessary.
I see where these man them be training, because I figured I had a strong 60-yard dash, you know.
Until you have to run 60 yards and you realize, oh.
Yeah, that's a, that's a distance. That's a big stretch. Seymour, another MLB story. Anfernee Seymour was on the move in the Atlantic League of Baseball and has made an immediate impact with his new franchise. In his Long Island debut, he quickly became a fan favorite with a power-hitting display to lead the Ducks to a 16-9 win over the York Revolution on the 21st. His first hit as a Duck was a two-out grand slam over the left field wall to highlight a seven-run inning for Long Island to take an 8-3 lead.
That's what they're saying. We hit a showstop.
Yeah.
We hit a showstop, period.
Wow.
Period, point blank.
Anyway, I just want to say congratulations to Bannister and Seymour. You guys are carrying on bad. Jonquel Jones was named to the all-defensive second team. She experienced a drop-off in play, but she's still among the league's top defenders, as revealed by the WNBA. She finished tied for fifth in voting for Defensive Player of the Year. Tied for fifth, you know, and was named to the league's all-defensive second team. She's still one of the more aggressive protectors of the paint. She's 6'6". She's an intimidating force down low on the defensive side, and her acute basketball acumen and game and situational awareness enables her to challenge shots and protect the rim without committing fouls. She tied for third in rebounding with 8.6 rebounds per game. She was in the top 10 in the league in blocks at 1.2 blocks per game, 1.2 steals per game, and that's just off her average, her career high of 1.3.
She's a boss.
Yeah.
She's a boss. She people are going to say that she had a dip in her numbers because she's normally all defensive first team. But
yeah,
just to make any all defensive team shows that when you go out there on the court, like, your mind is on all aspects of the defense.
Yeah.
You're guarding, you're rebounding, you're not fouling, looking for the occasional steal, yeah, making it difficult for the opponent to score. And, you know, she's no scrub on the other end, too. She scores.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, you see?
And this is a tough season, I imagine, for all the WNBA players.
Yeah, man, everybody's mind is on Brittany Griner. So.
Right. I mean, I was thinking LeBron James making $187 million, and they still pulling $27 million for all of them. But, yeah, Griner, that's weighing down on them, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we want to say congratulations to Jonquel. You stay doing us proud.
All the time.
Don't watch nothing. You make us proud. Now, Mr. Sawyer, producer, let's go to a break. And when we come back from a break,
in 6 days,
NFL starts.
6 good days the NFL is back.
The guy got to write a letter to Tom Brady and tell him, come home to the Bahamas. Don't forget about us in the NFL. Because you know you're a Bahamian Tom Brady. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and Eric Sawyer. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
To think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're not always able to see the storms in life approaching, but we can take the necessary steps to be prepared to ensure the safety of ourselves, our loved ones, and our property. This hurricane season, trust J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers. We'll be here to help you get back on track in your time of need. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green, my guest co-host, Mr. Eric Sawyer, on this Sports Friday. Listen, just before we dive back into the sports, I got to say something. I'm working on this story. I'm trying to find some information about, I think it's Bahamas Air flight to Exuma. I think one of the man I was supposed to be handling was on that flight, Mr. Sawyer. But that's that's neither here nor there. I just want to say to that texter, we're working on that. We are working on that texter. I got a couple of texts here. Says, good morning. They can't muggle like Jonquel is what? But they know they can't muggle like Jonquel. That quote, I think, is important from the coach, you know, that talked about her acumen on the court, what it is she brings to the table. And she's a quality player. Ain't nobody trying to get rid of Jonquel.
She could play ball now.
Yeah, like, she's a baller.
I could pick her to go me and her against any two on any Bahamian court.
Yeah.
She jamming.
Yeah, y'all don't slunk on that.
Don't slunk.
At all. Okay, guess who else we shouldn't be slunking on?
Oh.
Serena Williams. Just quick story.
Oh.
She playing in the U.S. Open.
Boy, I love me some Serena now. Boy, if you know me, you know.
Yeah.
I love Serena Williams.
So, you know, she said she's on her way to retirement. Mm-hmm. And so it seems as if all the celebrities were making sure they were at this U.S. Open.
Yeah, man, Tiger Woods was there.
Yeah, yeah. And
the last match.
Serena beat the number two seed in the U.S. Open.
That's the 21st time she's done that.
And look here. She played 306. This is her 367th victory in a Grand Slam. That's not victories overall.
Yeah.
That's just a Grand Slam.
Mm-hmm.
And it is her 103, I think she's won 103 wins at that stadium alone.
Yeah.
So when she beat the number two seed, even the number two seed was like, no, man, it's cool. That's Serena.
Yeah. No, no, right. I mean, you know, it's an honor to get beaten by Serena.
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy that I was able to get beaten by her.
To get on the list.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm happy for that. And so we're looking forward to what's going to happen next. Serena and Venus played. Didn't win.
They played last night.
Yeah, but that's okay. They didn't win.
That's okay.
Venus say, look here, whatever Serena say, I roll in with her.
Yeah, man.
She's the boss. I got it. Let's go.
Even though Venus is the older sister.
Yeah, and I think came and started as the more successful sister.
Yeah, man. She started. She was the one that rocked the beads first.
Yeah, yeah. But look here, look at that duo, eh?
Boy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Black girl power.
That's a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful time.
That was a wonderful time to watch tennis, boy.
And to watch the whole journey from the father that believed in a vision that they didn't have the capacity to see or to touch yet.
Yeah, yeah, because the tennis world was being led by Martina Navratilova, Steffi Graf, Martina Hingis.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of non-black players, you know.
Yeah, and that father... See, that father had
Gabriella
the vision.
Sabatini.
He knew what they could achieve even if they didn't know. Mm-hmm. But he made it real for them. He gave them something to see and to touch.
Yeah,
and
he put beads on them.
Right, and that's building that culture.
This is black girl power all the way.
Yeah.
Put beads on them and watch them shine.
Yeah, and so I don't think it don't matter if she win or she don't win at this point. After coming back from such a low seed, because she was seeded pretty low in this event to beat the number two. She said, this could be it. I'm happy.
I mean, she's playing with house money, and she actually wants to expand her family. So, you know, this could possibly be it. You know, she's 41 now.
Yeah.
No, she's going to be 41 this month.
Absolutely.
This month. So, you know, so this clock ticking.
I got a text. See, I thought it was about the government. It says, Aaron, the critique is that the Bodybuilding Federation, along with a number of local sporting associations, have to be more strategic about how they spend their money and commit their money to the travel and not to the other events. I thought he's talking about the government for a second when I hear that, right? But it's a solid critique, right? Mm-hmm. With limited funding, athletes got to make the commitment, you know. We put the celebration aside so that we can ensure that as many athletes as possible get to the competition. It's a fair critique. Two more texts, and then we got to get to... I was excited about the NBA, but I even more excited about the NFL because the Dolphins won a game.
They won a preseason game, Aaron. Calm down.
A game is a game, buddy.
It's a preseason game. They were playing fellas that really don't have a job today. So it's okay. That was an audition game for fellas that was trying to make the roster for the Eagles. They didn't play the real Eagles team. They didn't play Jalen Hurts. They didn't play.
That's why they win by like over 30 points.
Right. No, they didn't play anybody. It's the Dolphins.
I can pretend like I didn't hear any of that when
It's the Dolphins.
So I got a text that it says, how do you kill Monkey Tamron, please? And I figure that's like asking, how do you stop Tom Brady or LeBron James from making money?
How do you kill Monkey Tamron? Boy, you got to dig into the ground and yuck it up out the earth.
No, you can't. Don't do that. I mean, unless you have a hazmat suit.
Yeah. Like, you need to have a hazmat suit. But, I mean, the only way to get it is to get it up from out. Like, you have to get the root.
Yeah, that's like how you...
You have to get the root.
How you block Shaq. First of all, you got to wait for Shaq to hit like 65 years old.
And then you could try. And then you could try.
Yeah.
But no, my seriously, you got to dig into the ground to get it out.
Now, you mean if you have been hit with Monkey Tamron, and how do you alleviate the pain?
Oh, that?
Well, first of all, what you're going to do is you're going to burn all the clothes you wore when you got hit with the Monkey Tamron. Mm-hmm. Burn everything. Don't worry about it. Don't put it in your washing machine. And don't take it to the washhouse. Please don't take it to the washhouse and try washing it.
Right?
We're just going to throw away them clothes. Mm-hmm. Preferably burn them. Don't watch nothing. Then you're going to need to get alcohol. I think alcohol is it.
Gin or?
No, I mean, no. That's the second set alcohol. Rubbing alcohol is the first set.
Okay.
And you're going to try rub yourself down. Well, first of all, you're going to see if you see any spikes still in your body, you're going to try pull them out.
Yeah.
I got hit by Monkey Tamron the other day.
Boy, I mean, in college, I hit somebody with Monkey Tamron.
And I was deep in the bush too, you know.
Yeah.
And I was looking for fruit, sweet fruit, unseen, undiscovered fruit I was looking for. Mm. And so I wasn't minding my own business and I get hit with Monkey Tamron.
Boy, sound like plenty of old fellas in the nightclub nowadays looking for undiscovered fruit. But anyway, that's another story for another day.
Yeah. I was in the daylight though. I was in the daylight.
All right.
And I found some wild passion fruit in the bush. And I'm almost surmising, like I almost feel like that wild passion fruit wants to grow where the Monkey Tamron is growing. But I'm not sure if this Monkey Tamron grew there or if it got dumped there. Because I just want to say, like, whoever dumped that Monkey Tamron there, go to the Royal Bahamas Defense Force office. They're looking for officers. They're looking for Man of Steel. They need you.
Yeah,
if you haul in Monkey Tamron with your bare hands.
Yeah, use a strong fella.
Oh, the person say it's growing on the fence. All right, so you want a weed killer. But I don't like to recommend weed killer. So here's what to do. If it is still green, if it has not turned brown yet, then you're still safe. You could cut that. You could get close to it. You could touch it. It's when it turns brown.
And gets
It's a protective mechanism. Because Monkey Tamron is powerful medicine. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
Mr. Sawyer, who is Donovan Mitchell and why has why has he caused chaos in the NBA?
He's been traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers, man, as of yesterday. Went from the Jazz to the Cavaliers. He went to the Cavaliers for Lauri Markkanen, Colin Sexton
and Abaji.
Abaji, who was a lottery pick this year by the Cavaliers. Three unprotected first round picks and pick swaps.
Okay.
And two pick swaps in 26 and 28 drafts, if I'm mistaken. That's a lot for one player.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he's a 3-time NBA All Star, who's still rising, who's still trying to be a better player. Who still is a better player.
Who still has the capacity to improve, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, okay then.
Yeah, he's not even at his full potential as yet. And it makes the Cavaliers even that much more dangerous. They won't be in the play-in next year. They won't be on the bubble next year. They're going to be one of the top six teams in the league next year.
Yeah.
There's one thing about that boy named, you know, his nickname is Spider. You know, I'm Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
He averages 25, 26 points a game perennially every year. Team him up with that defensive-minded team that they have now.
Yeah.
Jared Allen and the crew.
Yeah.
All you have to do is just go there and score. If he misses, Jared Allen, I'm going to clean up. Jared Allen was an all-star last year. Darius Garland was an all-star last year.
So look here, they taking advantage of LeBron's feelings and trying to attract him back to the home steady.
I mean, you know, conspiracy theorists would like to think, and I also would like to think that in 2 years, you can see LeBron put on a Cavaliers jersey again. It's going to be easier for Bronny to get into the league through Cleveland. Slide in under his dad, become a part of the team in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Get some play time on the court with his dad, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
But
what they are also not going to see, but you can see it later, is that if LeBron goes there, Darius Garland's still there. Jared Allen's still there. Spider would still be there.
Yeah.
We talking about a championship again in Cleveland.
Now, buddy, Cleveland is jumping at that opportunity. But there are rumors out there that the Lakers are still looking for Buddy
Hield. Yeah, they're still looking for Buddy Hield. Yeah, you know, there's still talks with the Pacers for that. But now that you know, Mitchell is now gone, it opens up the floodgates now for the Mike Conleys of the world, the Bojan Bogdanovic, I think that's his name. Anyway, those are players from the Jazz as well.
Yeah.
And one thing about the architect for the Jazz, the new GM for the Jazz, Mr. Danny Ainge, he was the architect for the Celtics winning the ring in 2008. He's the one that got KG and Ray Allen and Paul Pierce together.
Who he used to play with?
He used to play for the Celtics as well.
Right.
And the Suns at one point. And the Blazers too. I remember Jordan torched him a couple of times.
Yeah, they were making fun of him.
Yeah, but... what the Jazz intend to do is to shore up some draft picks.
Yeah.
To bring in some young talent. Because one thing about Ainge, he good at raking in new talent. He was the one that got the present Celtics together too, you know.
Okay.
Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and whatnot. He drafted those.
So he got spatial awareness. He could see that young player now. Mm-hmm. and the future at the same time. All right.
What he wants is draft picks, and then he's going to go out and try to put together.
So look here, no dissing the Bahamian team, the national team's leadership, right, and coaching. Mm-hmm. This makes me feel like, look here, coaching is 35 to 45% of this game. The ability of that coach and that management team to put the right players together and put the right plays on the court with the right player.
Well. What it consists of, actually, the same way how a player has to go out there and work, a coach has to go out there and work. You have to go out and see the player play. You have to get the height and weight. You have to get the BMI. You have to check the percentages. You have to, you know, check the heart rate and whatnot. You have to actually go and check up on your players.
Yeah.
Check up on your prospects. So that way, when you put them up on a board and you line them up and you do your measurement scale, and then you also have to factor in your gut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to say, well, you know, this player may not be able to hit free throws, but they have large knees, they have big calves, they
got jumping ability, yeah, they have power ability, yeah.
Right, they have power ability, or they have great passing ability. They just can't shoot as yet. You know, maybe we need, you know, somebody to pass the ball. You know,
yeah.
Maybe that would be the game facilitator.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fine. Maybe like a Ben Simmons.
Yeah,
because Ben Simmons can't shoot.
But it's not about shooting for him.
But it's not about shooting
it's
for
about
him.
It's about him. It's like Jason Williams. Jason Williams was a great shooter.
Great
scorer. But that boy was a far better assist man.
Far better.
I mean, that should be the only thing he do.
Exactly.
Because he could see things that the players he's passing to couldn't see
as yet. Exactly.
They only know to trust him.
Trust him and run. Just run. If I am open to him, he can get me the ball.
Right.
I don't need to see that I open. He could see that I open.
Right, I just need to be ready.
Right.
Yeah, I know the ball. And I said, know that the ball could come at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, boy, listen. And so, like I said, I wasn't dissing the Bahamian coaching and management team. But the question is, do they need a permanent coach, right? Like, do we need to take, we need to find staff who could be with that team 24-7 until November, right? Until we get into our next round of games. Because we got to win three out of the next four.
Yeah, we have to.
And we know we got the talent. We know these guys aren't playing together consistently or sufficiently, right?
Yeah, like the other teams in the Caribbean.
Right, and in Europe to build that chemistry. But maybe we could fix that with some star coaching, but not just star coaching, 24-7, but
yeah.
it's the amount of
coaching.
Time you, that
consistent
you can...
Consistent coaching.
Yeah.
Right, you know, so you develop, I guess, a system, you develop a culture.
Yeah.
You know, team culture.
Absolutely.
You know, it's spoken about with the Miami Heat, you know, the Heat culture. It's spoken about with the Bucks culture.
Yeah. You know, and like even with the Patriots, right? We go back to, let's get back to football.
Right.
The Boston got a culture.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but a Patriot way of doing things. You know, like no one is bigger than the team.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. That's what we need. We need to develop a culture.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it'd be better for us all.
I got a text. I've seen his son, Bronny, and he is not NBA material, just an average wannabe point guard. He better thank God for his daddy's name.
This is true, you know. He's not a super-duper star, but his father is. So he's going to make the NBA. Yeah. Now, when his father leaves, God forbid he's a scrub, he's not going to be in the NBA long.
Yeah.
So while he's there, he better make the most of the training facilities. He better make
and
the,
up his game as much as possible.
Up his game as much as possible. Because when LeBron leaves and that shadow is no longer there for him to hide behind, they're going to let you and say, hey, Bronny, come here, Bronny.
Even if you good, we good too, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, it's hard shoes to follow. And thinking about Michael Thompson, is it Michael Thompson? No. Yeah.
Clay?
The son that played.
Clay.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
oh,
no,
you
not
mean the other one.
The other one that played, you know.
Exactly.
It's difficult.
It's rough.
But he played. Mm-hmm. And he came out and he performed. I think he scored 11 points at the Argentina game.
Yeah.
So he did not come out and play.
Right, no, man. He came out, he played.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, he had a good game.
What a legacy. I got a text here that says, I hear you discuss those Williams girls. They exceeded the expectations of all their peers to becoming multimillionaires. Their father saw in them what others did not see. Yeah, the father saw... It's like Tiger Woods' mother saw what Tiger couldn't see at that age,
mm-hmm.
you know. And mm-hmm. But now Tiger sees it.
Oh yeah.
And he's pushing forward. He's pushing forward.
Yeah, man. I hope we come back, LT boy.
Mr. Sawyer, yeah. We got a quick call, and then we run it out with football.
Okay, go on.
Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Good. Thank you.
Morning.
You know what? Listening to you all just now, uh-huh. That would be a good idea if they have an actual Caribbean basketball league.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like that's plausible. Like where's the constant? They need to set it up where it's just like the NBA, and you know what I mean, where we play against Haiti, Jamaica, Barbados, on it every year, and for money.
Yeah, man, that could work.
Yeah, that really works. And I want to say, I apologize to my wife because every time Serena plays, she knows what has happened. I go in a trance. So, but I still love her.
Of course you do.
Me and you both, brother. And you both.
But once again, you all have a good show, man. Good show. I want to talk about the football, but I got to get back away.
I got you. I got you. We can be talking about football every week.
Yeah, we got
week.
Football every week, bro.
Yeah, because it's about that time. Thank you, caller. All right, so it's on. Football has started. Mike Strawn.
But you put me in a trance talking with Serena just now.
You look here, memories. Memories. Look here, producer, you remember that song, Memories, by Barbara Streisand? Play that for these gentlemen here as we make our way out. But Mike Strawn, he's playing for the Indiana Colts. He's back off of that injury.
Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm. My bad. Indianapolis Colts. And I got
him. Yeah, man, and he did well. And he did well in the preseason, and he made the team. So hopefully some big things from him. He's catching the ball now from Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan is now the quarterback now for the Indianapolis Colts. He was traded from the Falcons.
Yeah, 15 years. Experienced guy
in the
league.
Experienced guy. Made the Super Bowl already. You know, he was the quarterback of that infamous 28-3 meltdown. Mm-hmm. They were leading the Chiefs, not the Patriots, the Chiefs, in the Super Bowl. And, so...
Was that Inflategate? That was an Inflategate, eh?
No, Deflategate was the Seahawks Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Still Tom Brady, though.
Still Tom Brady.
That's why I think he's Bahamian.
Yeah.
So what happens if Russell Wilson, who's agreed to this five-year extension, mm-hmm. with $245 million, what happened if he don't win no game?
Oh, no. The key is he's there. Star power is there. They're trying to attract more and more free agents, to come to Denver to play.
Okay.
And that's fine. And now with that contract now by Lamar Jackson looking around like, hey, what about me? Because, okay, yeah, he's been to the Super Bowl. He's not a Super Bowl MVP. He's won the Super Bowl, but I have an MVP. I'm also the rookie of the year, past rookie of the year. What are y'all doing for me?
Yeah.
I need some money.
Where my money coming from?
Yeah, like where my money coming from? And right now, he has to get anywhere between 190 and 230. I don't think he's going to get exactly how much Deshaun Watson caught. But, he needs some sort of guarantee, at least $200 million.
Guaranteed?
Guaranteed.
Like Russell Wilson can get $165 million guaranteed even if he don't win a game.
Correct.
Look at how I got to go retrain. I got to go find my space machine, my time machine. I got to go back and fix my life because wow.
Yeah.
If only women's sports could be making this much money. I'd be set.
If only. It's the endorsements, man. It's your fault. You don't buy the gear.
Well, I got to start buying the gear now.
Start buying the gear.
I already got my Tom Brady Bahamian flag pants. Tom Brady, waiting for you to visit us at home. Come see your cousins. It's football time.
It's football time.
Let's go tease these Dolphins. Tell them use their other cousin from their other brother mother.
One thing about the Dolphins now. Boy. But the best thing about the Dolphins is the first three games of the season. That's the best of them. And after that, because it's their year.
Yeah.
And after that, they come back down to it.
Hey, look here. The more we talk sports, the more we talk politics. I got to go, Mr. Sawyer. Cecil Nuri and Guardian Radio AM is up next. Glad to have you back.
Yeah, man. Glad to be back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks to the audience for tuning in. Have a great day.
Have a great weekend.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.